Y94.
7:44 in the morning, 52 degrees in Fargo, Moorhead. Y94 is the number one hit music station. We are the Y94 Morning Playhouse. Good morning, Zero, Rat, and Maggie. So a real treat of a woman, Teresa, on the show a little while ago. And she essentially is she's going to be a stepmom here in a couple of months. These girls, though, that the fiance had from a previous relationship, she didn't care for them at all. Didn't like them. And referred to them as ghosts of her fiance's past life. And was like, you know what, these little girls, I think it would be great if he had a relationship, maybe dropped off presents on the holidays, but I don't want them in my life / our new life. How do I make that happen? People, not a huge fan of Teresa, as you might imagine, and nobody thought that was a good idea or thought they should even be in a relationship. Now, what I wanted to do is get him on the phone, the fiance on the phone, because I think everybody's curious to know how he would react. And from the sounds of it, Maggie, Teresa's totally game. It's just he's not answering.
He's just not answering his phone, yeah.
So we will just go ahead and to be continued it. We will try our darndest to connect with him in some form or fashion. Tell him whatever we need to tell him to get some sort of, I would love to hear just the two interact, you know, second date update, private Y style conversation, relationship ref, just kind of, just two of them. I want a juicy fight is what I want. I feel like that sounds to me like it has juicy fight written all over it.
You would think so.
So we will see what we can do there. What I did want to chat about today, kind of on the docket, Maggie, was a comment you made yesterday in the office. Mm-hmm. Now, you had a vase of flowers sitting on your desk. And I said, probably what everybody said to you, ooh, you got flowers. And do you remember exactly what you said to me?
I did. I said, Ray sent me flowers. He never sends me flowers anymore.
And I said, oh, that's really depressing. Followed by,
it's just one of those things. Like, it just doesn't happen. When you're in, the longer you're in a relationship, things just kind of stop happening every once in a while.
So, Maggie, what you're telling me, the passion is gone.
No, the passion is not gone. Ray, he just doesn't get the point of flowers. Mm-hmm. He doesn't like wasting the money on things that are going to die in a couple days.
What I liked about your story, though, when you said, well, you know, when you've been together so long, certain things just, they stop. And you had this, sad, yelled at.
No, it was not sad.
Ray, she had a sad puppy dog, yelled at face.
He knows better. He knows better than that.
I mean, she looked like her soul had been crushed.
Whatever.
And what I thought would be fun is a segment where it's like, I wish they still blank. And I feel like this will be a lot of women calling for this one. So you think of your husband, you think of your boyfriend, your fiance, and you tell us the thing you wish they still did. They used to do this for you all the time, early on in the relationship, but then it just stopped.
I don't know. I can see a lot of guys calling in for this, too.
You think?
Uh-huh.
Well, I can think of the one thing that guys would call and say.
There's a couple that even I can think of, but I don't do as often.
Oh, we're not talking about the same thing,
we're not. It's because guys' minds go in one direction.
Yeah.
Where women's minds don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, guys, if you're thinking of the thing I am, you don't need to call because we can't air that anyway.
We're good.
But if you have that thing in your relationship that early on, it was very frequent, it was prevalent, it was there, but now it kind of faded away. I wish they still blank. In Maggie's instance, it would be send me flowers now and then.
Yes.
And there you go, Ray.
And they were just because flowers.
Aww.
I was just like, wow, it kind of caught me off guard.
From Maggie's perspective, I feel like this whole topic is like half bragging, half bitching.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of both.
It's kind of nice when you can do the same at the same, you
know,
both at the same time.
But he's sending flowers so he can get what he wants as well.
That's not why he sent them.
Uh-huh.
No, it's not. Don't take my flowers away from me.
I wish they still blank. That thing you wish they still did. 237 hits, or you can text 35270.
Introducing the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Zero, Rat, and Maggie. Sorry.
Y94.
Talking about that thing you wish, they still did now and then. Been together for a while and then blank just stopped happening. Where is it? It would ignite the flames of passion. Y94 is the number one hit music station. For Maggie, it was flowers. Send me flowers now and then. Come on. Just send me some flowers. Did you have one you want to throw in there?
Actually, send me flowers too.
I think flowers might be a pretty frequent
flowers
answer.
Flowers is a big one.
Everybody wants their flowers. As you look at the text there, Maggie, what are you seeing?
I wish he still sent me cute texts throughout the day. Took me to dinner. Used to be a regular Friday night date night. Now it rarely happens. I wish he still wrote me love letters, flowers, and random love notes. I wish he still opened car doors for me, and I wish he still flirted with me in public.
You know, I feel that this topic, the responses to this for Rat and myself, and really all the men of the Playhouse family, we are getting almost a guidebook. I mean,
it's
gentlemen,
true.
If we all,
to help you out.
If we each did like one or two of these things that we're getting sent in for the ladies in our life, and if you don't have one, your mom, grandma, send grandma some flowers, you would be scoring some brownie points, and Fargo-Moorhead would be like the number one town for gentlemen.
Take notes, boys.
Somebody even texted in, did those extra steps to romance me? If he did that more often, he would get what he wanted more often.
Exactly.
I'm learning a lot this morning. I am. I'm just going to go ahead and print off all these texts just for me. Maybe, Maggie, could you just forward those all to me?
I can. I
appreciate that. Hi, what is the thing you wish he still did now and then?
Give me a back massage now and then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that would be nice.
Well, just random back massage. Hey, how's it going? Lit some candles, poured some wine. Is really what this boils down to, romance.
Romance.
You just
every
want a little romance.
Every girl wants to be romanced. Yes.
So showing up with a bag from Burger King, flipping on the TV and saying, burger, got you fries. That's not romance?
No.
You want to?
Yeah. Hey, you wanna? Just drop your pants and say, I'm ready. That isn't romance. I had no idea. Rats, more than text.
Somebody, I wish he still held my hand whenever he got the chance. Cook, my husband seems to have forgotten how. Actually have conversations on the phone with me and not try to get off right away. I wish there was still random flirting from my wife. Somebody else says, gave hour-long massages and more foreplay. I also wish he had a 21-year-old's drive, if you know what I mean, and shaved every day.
By the way, try not to get off on the phone right away.
Mm-hmm.
That was the same text message, not two separate text messages that Rat was reading.
No.
Sarah Bareilles, brave in a couple of minutes. And that thing you wish they still did now and then, you'd love to see it start popping up in your relationship again at 237 hits.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
I listen to you guys every morning. You guys make me laugh. Oh, I think you guys are hilarious.
Hey, go ahead.
Y94.